Okay, so 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Are we ready?
Oh, fucking yeah. Oh, yeah, 533. Let's do it.
Here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come?
I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
It's funny, at this moment in time, you always kind of think, well, I should be prepared and I should know what I'm going to say right now. I should have that opening statement ready in my head. But generally, people, I kind of fly by the seat of my pants and it's just whatever crap comes out of it at this moment in time. And as I was listening to the theme music, I thought, wow, it was welling up inside me. I have nothing. Anyway, we'll survive. Good evening. This is the Overseas Connection podcast. My name is Robin Tate. I am at Bongo the Sane everywhere in the world. And this is episode 533 for June the 30th, 2019. This is a video gaming podcast for generally more mature people who are very immature all at the same time.
Potato!
thank you. And we broadcast every week on a Sunday live at 9 o'clock in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast of America, 4 p.m. on the East Coast, and 3 p.m. in Central Time, not to forget those people. And you go to twitch.tv/OC podcast, mixer.com/OC podcast, and youtube.com/OC podcast. And yeah, that's it. And when you do tune in live, you can join in with our live chat and interact with the crew. And the crew that I have this evening, I have Kim. Hello, Kim.
Hi.
Hello, Pete.
Hi, hello. Pete.
And Mark.
Hello,
Mark.
Hello.
And Mark is spinning the decks. He's doing all the bits and pieces in the background with the sound and the video. And yes, and we're all calm now. It's a smooth machine, not like when I do it. Like I'm going, oh my God, is the volume all turned up now? Have I switched off the main intro screen? Oh my God. Anyway, Mark's an absolute expert at all this stuff. Just quickly touch on, we've got a big birthday. Tomorrow is the 1st of July. And Mike Higgins is going to be 50.
Wow.
Wow.
Imagine being 50. It must be bloody awful. Yeah. I can't imagine anybody being as old as being 50.
I got a while before I'm 50. So.
Anyway, guys, how are you, Mark? How are things there with you? You look extremely tanned on that beautiful bonce of yours.
Well, that's from a few weeks ago when I went to Flamborough. It was nice. And we had a bit of sun yesterday. It was a glorious day yesterday. But my big news of this past week, good and bad, really. The bad news was the reason I was off last week is my lad was in hospital. Mm-hmm. But his cyst on his neck, they've shrunk it down again now, and they're letting the infection go before they do the operation and remove it. So he's fit and well again now, not in any pain.
Good.
But to counteract that, the good side of it, Wednesday this past week, my granddaughter number two was born.
Congratulations.
Little baby Ava was born at four in the morning.
Fantastic. Yeah. There's babies everywhere. I have babies everywhere at the moment. And you have babies everywhere. And Kim doesn't have them. But she does. She has babies too. She just had a baby a few weeks ago. And Pete.
Baby Central.
Pete's a baby. Pizza baby. So it's brilliant. That's fantastic. Congratulations, Mark, for being a grandfather again.
Yeah, granddad number two.
That's worse, even worse than being 50.
Not quite. Next year it'll be a double whammy for me, but
I ain't no granda. Dear. As we go right in the story time here, Kim, you're wearing a tank top in tribute of our glorious leader. I believe he was shaking hands with Kim Jong-un. He just stepped over the border today in North Korea, completely uninvited. And he was like, you know, doing a, if you look at the photograph between Trump and Kim, you'll see Mr. DeLacy photobombing in the background.
We'll never hear from him again.
Never. Never.
They'll throw him in jail.
Talking of photobombing, Jenny's just grabbed my attention to the side of me. Just to correct something, what I've just mentioned. Uh-huh. She was actually born on our wedding anniversary as well. So.
Oh. Yeah.
It was our wedding anniversary. So, because I didn't mention it, I've just been told off.
You forgot the thing. Oh, Jenny, how did you stick him this long? And Kim, you've had a lot of temperature. I mean, you always have a lot of temperature, but you've had even more of the hot temperature. This,
uh-huh. Yeah. The humidity is here. So today it's supposed to feel like 102. So, wow. Yep. Yeah, I'm ready for it. It's you know, if I had to pick between 102 and negative 45, give me the 102. Yeah.
Jeez.
So,
I keep seeing on Twitter people keep saying, I can't wait for winter. Fuck off. I'd rather have warm weather any day.
Don't tell me that, or I'll punch you in the throat. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Winter's, you know, such balls, man.
Right? Especially when you're ass deep in snow, and like I said, it's negative 45 degrees. Mm-mm. Screw that. So.
Yeah, you guys, all of yous there. I mean, yous have had mega temperatures even today. I mean, we're back down to, and I'm sorry, I'm not talking American, but we were right down to 13 and 14 degrees today again.
Honestly?
Here.
Wow.
Yeah. We are such a moderate, wet, damp place. Summer was yesterday.
Yeah.
So, summer's over now. We're now into autumn.
I know Phil messaged that it was 33 in Birmingham, so it'd have been about that for you as well, Pete. But up here was, I think it was 28, 29. So a little bit cooler, but still red hot. Today's been muggy, cloudy and muggy, but it's still been 26 degrees.
I'm at 12. 12 degrees feels like 9 at this moment in time. Windy, like a winter's night. So there you are.
It's 39 here, if that
18
helps.
18 here at the moment.
Flip me. I don't know. You know what? We in Northern Ireland here, we don't have any extremes of weather, really. Very, very rarely. But we do have lots of wet. Lots and lots of wet. Yeah. Okay, cool. Kim, I know it's not quite the 1st of July yet, but you've already turned your calendar over. So can we have calendar check?
Hang on.
Yes.
So for our listeners, Kim has a wonderful... the semi-porn calendar with Kat.
Yeah.
These are Australian firemen.
Yes, and this is Richard with a basket full of... fur. Pussy, but then, you know, we might get banned. But
see,
yeah.
Richard has a fine set of memories on him.
Yeah, he's got a right pair of pecs.
I don't know. It's really weird.
I just keep looking at it going, that's not Richard. But anyway, sorry, Mr.
Yeah. Well, whatever floats your boat there. I see it's just sort of like right above your bed and stuff like that there. So that's important. It's nice to wake up to or to start to concentrate on. All right, good, as long as it works. I must get one. Pete, what have you been up to, sir? You're also in a tank top, in the greatest respect for Greg DeLacy. Except it doesn't look like you've got a tank top on. It looks like you've got a tank top over another shirt.
Over another shirt. Yeah.
I bet it's warm in that loft, isn't it?
Yeah, it's absolutely red hot. It feels like 50 degrees, not 30 some odd. So yeah, red hot. Did you say you wanted to know what I've been up to?
Yeah, what have you been up to?
Oh, okay. Well, following your advice about the ass method.
Uh-huh. Very important.
Well, Shell's followed that, and she's just walked out on her job.
She wasn't liking it, was she?
No, she hated it.
I take no responsibility for that bit, honestly.
Well, it was your method that did it. She analysed and strategised, and what was the other one?
And satisfied.
Anyway,
I forgot my own method already.
Yeah, there we go. But anyway, she's ended up just walking out. So, on the next day, I think it was. Yeah, it was my friend's wedding, Will and Kelly. She succeeded. She's absolutely out of it.
Different definition of success there, but I've succeeded. I'm unemployed once again. Yes,
she'll be fine. She'll find something. My friend Will and his now wife Kelly, they got married, and it was nice to be part of their wedding. It was really, really small, low cost. They didn't want any fuss at all. It was just a registry office and go to a local pub with a like an Indian restaurant a joint to it, and yeah, we just had some food and some drinks there, so it was nice. Like
that's
I say, it was only
too.
It was only about 16 people. It wasn't like, you know, it wasn't packed with folk. And
But hopefully it was 16 people that they really wanted to have.
Exactly.
There,
you know? Yeah, that's what it was. They said that they didn't want any people that they see on Facebook and not see them for years or only speak to them now and again. They just wanted some people that mean a lot to them. So it was good. It was a real nice day, and I've had a lot of time to play video games. So I can talk about that later though. But yeah, it's the most gaming I've done in a long time. So
we'll get into that in a second. For me, summer has, as I said, it has came and it's gone. That's way. That's it. We're back to the yes, Robin.
It's easy for you to say, though.
The proverbial. Forever autumn and the forever spring. That is where Northern Ireland is, the forever autumn and the forever spring. One thing that we did, and I mentioned it sort of on the chat there a few days ago, but for the last couple of weeks, Judith has ordered this HelloFresh service. Now, I always thought it was an American thing, but again, available in the UK. So HelloFresh is food. So you order food, and it's healthy food, tasty food. It's lots of nice little recipes. You choose your recipes, and you get four meals. It's supposed to be for four or five meals. It's supposed to be a servings for four people. But my goodness, the servings are American servings. There's, you know, you really, if you're having their serving sizes, it'd be too much. So there's enough for six. And it's been some really interesting curries and ragouts and all manners, different, slightly different stuff. All really, here you go, on video. All really, really tasty. And it's very clever. It comes in this box and there's ice packs in it. And they're like plastic bags just with ice. And then it's all wrapped up and sealed. I think it was working out about, I think we get some discount over the first couple of weeks, but it was like 40 quid for a box. And that's four evening meals for six people. And really, really, really good with leftovers and all the bits and pieces. So nice little simple recipe cards, really simple menus. Yeah, the only real prep that you have to do is chop a bit of parsley or squeeze some garlic. Or it's all very, very simple, all very easy to do, and fabulous tasty meals. And it's not that we struggle for that, because we do cook healthily generally, but I think Judith was getting to the point where she was fed up having to think, what are we having tonight? What are we having to, you know, are we getting bolognese tonight? Are we having, you know, chili? So been really impressed with this here. Now, it's not diet food, but it's healthy food.
Living though, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not like, you know, one serving is 2,000 calories. You know, it's 500 to 700 calories per dinner, which is spot on for a good, big, big, healthy dinner. And lovely. So we're going to keep it that for a while. But I mean, we're not sponsored by them. So many other podcasts seem to be. But I would give them a whiz. And if you want to give them a whiz, give me a shout, because we can get extra discount or something out there. So if you want to, I'll do you a referral and you get some money off as well. Yeah. So
Do you have to tie into a contract, or is it just monthly?
You choose, and you can decide that, you know, you don't want it this week or that week, and you choose. Right. I think what the waiter is saying, you choose the week before. You're going to have, and it's not the same. So the recipes keep on changing. It's not the same 50 that you pick from.
Yeah.
So they look at the ingredients that are available seasonally, and the way you go. So
cool.
Yeah. Very good.
I'll have to try that.
So yeah, give it a whiz. My paddleboard arrived. My blew up paddleboard.
What you ordered while you were drunk? Yeah. You didn't even know you ordered it.
And it's fabulous. I got it all out of the bag. I pumped it up. It takes about 10 minutes to pump up and to deflate again. It's very impressive. It's very big, big, big. It's 10 foot 6 long. It's very clever the way it all packs up in the bag. Now, I went to book on another case on our, it's Ryanair. We're flying Ryanair from Belfast to Genoa, to Italy. And to get an extra case on there and back, or sports equipment, which I put, it's just like a fiver cheaper. To get this thing to Italy and back, it's costing 80 quid.
Wow. It'd be cheaper to take a person, wouldn't it?
Flip a neck. It's unbelievable. 40 quid each way.
Wow. God.
add an extra case on. Just you know what? There ain't no such thing as cheap flights. I miss the days of British Midland and British Airways. You got free drinks in every flight and you carried as much luggage as you wanted to. Oh, those were the days. I remember.
He remembers. And it's frozen. Oh, no. Connection lost. Uh-oh. Oh, this is going to end well. All right, let's see what we can do about this. YouTube's still running in the background, so it can't be that.
For a single parent.
You're back. I lost you guys for a bit then.
Oh.
I got a connection lost on Skype.
Oh, we see. I thought you were just concentrating very hard. I was looking at your screen. Okay, so the stream started again. Yeah, it's a lonely old time, just sitting there with a kid, a 14-month or 15-month-old. Now, yesterday she was the devil incarnate and pretty tough going, and today she was just a completely different child. And she had a wee sleep in the morning, and good breakfast, good lunch. We watched the Formula One, which was awesome today, by the way. And she had a wee nap on my lap today. But it's a lonely old, we went out for a walk with the pram, but it's a lonely old thing, just... Mm-hmm. With a bobby all day and nobody else really to chat to, and you can't do anything. You know, I can't run out to the garage or out to here to do something, or you can't whiz off to go to the toilet without lifting a baby and making sure she's okay. And you know, even when she's asleep, you know, you have to be with him. Oh, yeah, yeah. But it's been lovely spending that time. But it's Yeah, my heart goes out to any single parents that are out there that don't have support and help. And all my support and help was away today and yesterday. Anyway, I'm not asking myself to feel sorry for me. Don't feel sorry for me.
Don't worry about it.
All right. Okay, so this is a video game podcast. Let's talk. We'll start talking about some video games, shall we?
That's me, innit?
Yeah.
Today I feel like playing computer games.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm just looking at the chat here. And Sarah, unrelated to the show or video games, just noticed that the back of my Fitbit strap, there's a scale in inches and centimeters. Well, okay. So what, is it like a strap that's like a measuring tape as well, just in case you're out running and you need to measure something quickly? Sarah?
Apparently.
I'm not sure. That's a very, very handy, completely unnecessary extra. Or maybe it's for doing your wrist. You know, I've been very tempted, actually, to get myself an Apple Watch. I do have my Fitbit. Mm-hmm. And I mean, does the Apple Watch, can it link in with Fitbit as well? No, I don't know. Does anybody know that?
It'll have its own, won't it? Because you've got, on the iPhone, you've got the health app where you can use your iPhone as a pedometer in it. So.
I know, it's probably better, but I like the Fitbit community and all those wee challenges that we have every week.
Just
and all
that Fitbit, but, then. There's no point spending it on an Apple Watch.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because I always tell myself one day I'm going to beat Robin in steps, but, you know, that day hasn't happened.
I've been pretty poor. Yeah, I'm usually at the top of that scale, but, anyway, all right, video games. Someone would like to talk about the monthly freebies, please, and the stuff that you can get for free, because they're starting to change. So, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Oops, not allowed to say that anymore. whatever. Fight among yourselves.
Go, Kim.
Okay. Your games with gold for June. No, this would be July. We haven't changed that part, apparently. Anyway, your games with gold for July are Inside. It's available July 1st through the 31st for Xbox One. Big Crown Showdown, available July 16th to August 16th on the Xbox One. Castlevania Symphony of the Night, available July 1st through the 15th on Xbox One and the 360. And Meet the Robinsons. That's what that one was. I couldn't tell. Anyway, Meet the Robinsons, available July 16th through the 31st on the Xbox One and the 360.
Cool. PlayStation Plus have released their offerings as well for July. You have Pro Evo Soccer 2019 and also Horizon Chase Turbo, which looks like a bit of a Outrun stroke Forza Horizon type hybrid.
Yeah, I think wasn't Eric over on that Veteran Gamers podcast that just started? He was talking about that a while back, saying it was really, really good.
All right.
I mean, it looks like a slightly modernized version of Outrun sort of thing. Yeah. So,
If you got PS Plus, it's worth a download to try. You ain't got to lose anything, have you?
Yeah, it's a mixed bunch. If you haven't played Inside, you've got to play Inside.
Inside's so good.
It is fabulous.
I'm jealous of Pete. Pete's not played this, have you, Pete?
I haven't either.
No.
Oh, it's so good. It's got one of those endings where you just go, oh my God.
It is exactly, as I was saying earlier on, it's exactly the same experience type of game as Aliens Colonial Marines. You know,
exactly.
apart from the space bit and the shooting bit and the alien. In fact, it's nothing like Aliens Colonial Marines, but it really is an experience game that will stay with you forever. That bit's like Aliens Colonial Marines. Inside is the sequel to Limbo. Have you ever played Limbo?
No.
Black and white sort of little boy that gets killed by spiders a lot.
My brother mentioned that. Goodness, it's supposed to be good, isn't he?
Pete, these are games that are maybe 3 hours, 4 hours long each.
Okay.
And Limbo was black and white. And Inside is all color.
Yeah.
Similar, you know, it's the same sort of thing. But you got to play both of those. Write it down. Do something.
Trying to find some paper.
Yeah.
Right, Limbo.
Just your arm. I'll do it on your arm there.
I've got no room. Limbo. What was the others?
There's no canvas
Limbo,
left.
Limbo and Inside.
Inside.
Yeah, same development house.
Or Limbo Inside.
Yeah.
Okay, Twitch Prime Games is still in question for July because it's not yet announced.
No.
There you go.
Indeed.
Indeedy doodies. And then if you're a hipster, Castlevania Symphony of the Night will be your kind of thing as well.
I'll be after that.
Yeah. I'm kind of excited for that one.
I've heard a lot of people say it's good.
Now, is that the fully graphiced one, or is that an 8-bit or 16-bit thing?
No, I think it's a fully graphicalized.
It's not like the old Castlevania's, the old 8-bitty type things. Metroidvania type job.
It might be. It might be a bit 8-bitty.
Yeah,
no, it's 8-bit.
Yeah. And Limbo, Pete, you should also be able to get it free somewhere. I'm not sure if it's still on Game Pass or there, but it was definitely Games
with
Gold.
Oh, is it around? Was it?
Okay. It's been given away free just about everywhere. So, you get it. Yeah. Pro Evo, if you're a soccer fan, I think you're either FIFA or Pro Evo, but most people are FIFA. And Horizon Chase Turbo was with a look-see. Okay, let's talk about stuff that we've played. I'm interested to do some comparisons with you tonight, Mark, with Oxenfree and right. Thimbleweed. So we'll get there. That's okay. I want to talk about a man who was shooting people's balls off. So, Pete, let's talk Trials, Sniper Elite 4, and Cuphead.
Yes. Trials, I've finished my track now, which we can talk about later.
Yeah.
So you've been building a track.
Yeah. It's really, really bad. I don't think it's good at all. But five people have played it. Five people have played it. Three have liked it. Two haven't. So I'm still up on Trump's yet. I'm still doing well. At least it's there. I said I was going to do it. It's tough. But it's all finished now. I couldn't be bothered to do any more to it. I think I've put enough time into it, so I'm going to move on from that.
Pete, have you looked at anybody else's user created content?
Yes.
Can you do that? Like ordinary blokes and guys and girls that have made their own tracks?
Yeah, there's one where I think the recommended bike was Rhino, and it was Mario Land, and they changed the bike to look like Yoshi. It's amazing how they've done it. I don't know how they've done it, but it's pretty much like a Mario game, and they've built all the blocks with question marks on, and they've put so much... I think it's called Mario Land. They've put so much time into that track. I mean, it's janky as hell, just the same as mine, but it's just fun. You know, there's no two ways about it. It's good fun. It's a lot more fun than mine. It's way better. Mine's just straightforward. It is, but I just built it for the contest, so... I haven't seen the poll neither, so I'm sure we can talk about that later. So the ball-breaking game that I've been playing, Sniper Elite 4, it's on Game Pass. I didn't pay a penny for it apart from through the subscription service, and it's brilliant. I couldn't fault it. It's a third-person tactical shooter. It's got some stealth in it as well if you wanted to, but you can just go balls in, and you
can, balls out.
And you can just go straight for it and cause chaos. It just obviously it's more difficult for you to get through your missions if you do to try and go in and all guns blazing and don't adapt any stealth. It's brilliant. It is really, really good. It's based in 1943, I think it is, in Italy during World War II. And you've got 8 missions altogether. They start off pretty easy. The maps are small, but as you go on, they start to get larger. The maps do. That you've got more quests. There's a lot more things to destroy. They bring in tanks and there's artillery strikes as well that come in on you, so that they fire a flare that homes in on your location, and you get some added pressure. But you're basically a sniper that's being given objectives in each of your missions. And oh man, it's I thought it was great.
I've never played one of the sniper league games. I know that's crazy.
They're really good, yeah.
Yeah.
And now that it's there, they're free, there's no excuse. And is it all sneaky bastard stuff? Like sneaking around?
No, this is it, you see, because I'm a big fan of Gears, and I'll have just going all in and guns blazing and just blowing shit up. And you can pretty much do that. I mean, I set mine to easy. I didn't want a massive challenge, and I didn't want to have to stealth around all the while. Yeah. But just thought I'll set it to easy. It's great. You know that I love all the slow motion 3D type shots where you can fire pretty much in any part of the body, the eye, lungs, intestines, the testicles, and it will do a slow motion of that bullet flying through the air and then smashing into that body part. It does like an X-ray vision of the body, and it will show the just going straight away through it. And I did put a video, I think, on my Twitter feed or somewhere on Instagram. I can't remember now. But, yeah, it was of a bullet just going through somebody's testicles. And it's like one of the things that you keep on aiming for then after. I think halfway through...
Always aim for the testicles, people.
Always aim for the testicles. All good.
Wise words.
When I got to about mission 4, it started to get... It started to get about an hour or hour and a half to complete a mission. So you can skip the video play as well when you want to, when you shoot these people and the video comes up of the slow motion of the bullet, you can skip it, but just by pressing A twice. And you kind of find yourself doing that later on because you just want to kind of get through the game. And it does, if you just let it carry on like that, it'd eat so much time up. So I did push through it then by skipping a lot of scenes. The dialogue's great. That I thought all of the play is good. The story's good. It's great overall.
I'll do it because it's not that long a game, I don't think.
No, I've completed in several hours in this week. Yeah, it's not bad at all. So
fabulous, fabulous. And Cuphead.
Yeah, I play Cuphead. About 3 hours two hours with my young son. Yeah. He loves it. It's just bloody hard.
Yeah, it's rock hard.
So I take it Kyle has been giving you tips because, I mean, many a Sunday morning I will, or it's early on a Saturday morning, I'll switch it on, and that's what Kyle's playing. Even now, he's completed it so long ago. Yeah. He just loves this. He loves the punishment. He must be Roman Catholic. He just loves being being beaten and feeling guilty about stuff and being punished because he's just at this on the hardest levels and trying to get through it all. But it is fab, but the hardness of, and I do like sometimes a hard platforming game, but this was too much for me.
Yeah, it's so unforgiving. And my son's only 6, so we have to simple on every single boss. But we have to end up restarting the game because we get so far into it where we can't get any further, and it's just so tough. About 16% in, not far. And if I was playing with another experienced gamer, or let's say if he was, we'd be fine. I think. It's just that it's so difficult, and you've got to really, really watch what you're doing. You, you, Mm-hmm. Like parrying when you've got to revive as well. Your teammate Mossung can't get across the screen quick enough for to get to me to parry me to bring me back to life. So it is a ball ache.
He's just left you behind. That's what it is.
Yeah. It does laugh. It just gives me that cheek.
Kids are class, aren't they? Yeah. It is beautiful. It looks beautiful. It sounds beautiful. It's a love story from those developers of just passion for that game and how much detail that they've put into it. So, but it's too hard for me. And some people, and Kyle especially. I'm just thinking about Kyle.
Well, even Kyle's lad Alexander, he's completed this. I can't even get past the first frigging boss.
Anyway, it's great.
But amongst that, I'm not gonna talk about them. But I've also played God of War and the Goat Simulator. Yeah, I went there.
the two are very similar, actually.
Goat Simulator
and God of War. I see the similarities. They both have G's in them.
Yeah, both video games.
I didn't want to clog up the list and talk too long about video games, but I have played a lot this week, so yeah, I've enjoyed it. So I'll talk about that next week, Goat Simulator.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. I suppose the kids love it for a while, and it's good. You know what? It's fun for an hour.
Yeah,
this is how ridiculous it is. Kim, let's talk about what you've been at, because you're going back in time.
A little bit. I did. I fired up The Wolf Among Us this past week.
Oh, wow.
And a little bit of nostalgia, I guess. I don't know. I saw something and I thought about it, and I'm still pissed that there is no season two. And I still very much love that game. And I know there are comics and all that, and I get it. I've been reading them, but I still wanted a season two. Damn it.
First season was so good.
Oh, right. And it came out of nowhere, because when I found out about it, it was like a month before it was supposed to release. I didn't even know it existed. And then, it came out and it just blew me away. So, yeah, I fired that up again because I read an article on Facebook that I guess all the Telltale games, they're delisting them or something, or they're getting ready to. And somebody said, well, it's downloaded. That's what I kind of thought. So I took it with a grain of salt. But they're like, if it's installed, you're fine. I'm like, well, I'm pretty sure it's still installed, so I fired it up, and sure enough, there it was. So, it'll be a game I will never delete. So, it is what it is.
Do you know what? You think they all had a very unique style, and I think if they were guilty of firing too much out, yes, this is the recipe, just change the graphics and away we go, and change the story a bit, and they must have had one big storyboard and away they went. And maybe if they had made them a bit bigger in scope and brought out less of them, they would still be there. It seemed to be greedy. But you'd think somebody could pick that up where they left off in that style. And I know the one about the girls and the California girls. Life is Strange is not dissimilar in style of gameplay. But there really isn't anybody else, or it doesn't seem to be. And I would, again, The Wolf Among Us. Again, here's another one. Write that one down, Pete. The Wolf Among Us. Awesome.
Yeah. That's the same developer who made Walking Dead. Is that right?
But I like The Wolf Among Us better than The Walking Dead.
Yeah. All right, okay.
Yeah. It's very, very stylized. Lovely story. I knew nothing about this. It's sort of like, what was it? The nursery rhyme characters.
Yeah, it's fairy tale characters in the real world.
They all lived in sort of like a New York slum sort of thing.
They have a glamour on, don't they? To have a look normal to us fellow humans.
The Mundies.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
Yeah. Snow White's in it and stuff and that, yeah.
Okay, and you've been trying your backflips again in your trials?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, just to finish, are you replaying it all again, or are you just dabbing at the beginning of it? Or
yeah,
what
a little bit of it. Yeah, I fired it up and I started it over. Of course, it's a short game. I think I could probably play it in like an hour, a couple hours. Mm-hmm. So I just thought, like I said, nostalgia, it kind of hit me because, like I said, somebody said they were delisting them. So I'm like, I'll fire it up and play it again and, whatever. So I'm kind of dropping in and out of it. So.
Yeah, there's so many games like that. I would love to have the time to go back and go and give it another whiz again. Okay, a bit of trials. You're getting better trials.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I managed to stay in the top 10 for this track this week. Yeah, so there was that. And because I pretty much left it till like the end of the week, and I was sitting there yesterday and I thought, oh fuck, I haven't done that yet. So I, you know, I fired it up, and it, the track doesn't look hard exactly, but it is, you know. And I mean, I played it and tried to get a little faster and tried to shave my time down, and because I think I was like 12th or something to start out with, and I'm like, oh, it can't be, it doesn't seem that difficult, but Jesus Christ. It wasn't until this morning I finally managed to shave some more time off and actually get my ass on the list. So I was all excited when Mark updated the list, yeah. And I was still on.
You were actually 9th, but then Gary submitted his time because he's on PC, so I can't see his. So he actually stole your 9th and you went to 10th.
Damn it,
but
Gary.
But you still have a top 10.
Yeah,
Mr. Post so... still be got knocked off the list.
This is Gary DeFelice.
Yeah.
Yes. Damn it, DeFoe.
Mr. Podcast.
Right. So, yeah, I'm still plugging away at Trials, doing our little weekly challenge. And I think maybe that's the only reason I'm doing it, because I like our little challenge every week. So, yeah. Otherwise, I don't know. I might stick with it because of Tony. Tony likes to watch me crash and burn all the time. So, there is that.
And Red Dead 2.
And Red Dead 2. Yeah,
I'm chipping away.
Keep chipping away at it. And Tony, I actually turned Tony loose with it. One of my, I like 6 saves, game saves. And so I turned Tony loose with one of them. And oh, my God. Which, you know, he's 6, so he doesn't quite have an understanding other than he gets to ride around on a horse, play a cowboy, and shoot whatever he wants. And that's pretty much what he did, because he was wanted everywhere. And it was funny, because you'd run into those people that were like, that would camp out in the wilderness, you know, and they'd yell at you, leave me alone, or what. Not Tony, he'd walk right up and like stand right next to him and bump into him, and they would tell, well, leave me alone, back away, what do you want, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, exactly. And then he'd piss them off enough where then they want to fight him. And he just pulled up the gun and just shot him. And I was like, oh my God, where did he learn? Because he didn't learn it from me, because I don't do that. And it was bad. He would go out in the swamps and he wanted some guy's boat. So he'd just go up and shoot the guy and take his boat. And another guy in another boat would come up along and he'd get tired of it. So he'd just shoot the guy. And then he'd shoot the boat to sink the boat and the guy. So he wasn't ever wanted because... he sank all the evidence. So, yeah. And then he accidentally told my... Yeah, right.
We'll be reading about him.
Nephew, you know, great. Yeah, I'm thinking...
up there with Bundy and all those guys.
Right. I'm just kind of sitting there in terror thinking, what have I done to this child? But then I'm thinking, I don't play that way. So where the hell did he learn it? So, you know.
Practice his serial killer skills from 6 years old.
Right.
He was facilitated by his aunt.
Yeah, right. That'll be what it is. It was all Aunt Kim's fault. She's the one that let me play, you know. And he sold my horse out from underneath me, and so thank God I had, like, plenty of skip points I could go back. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I shut autosave off, so of course it wouldn't save it, so thank God. Because he was wanted all over. The map was just red. He was just wanted everywhere. So, but he had fun, so, you know, what the hell.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mark.
Yeah.
Talk about, leave Oxenfree to the end, let's talk Shadow of War and Uncharted Lost.
Right, yeah, Shadow of War. So, I've been playing this a while now, and I have been enjoying it until recently. So, I finished Act 1, and then Act 2, it starts the thing where you can dominate the captains and recruit them into your army. But I've been having a few issues with it. I don't like the structure of the game. The first game, Shadow of Mordor, was quite structured, and you just went from mission to mission and did the missions, did the end boss, game over.
Mm-hmm.
Quite enjoyed that one. This has got different missions for different items. There's about 8 different subsections of this quest menu. And there's no sort of like order to do these in, and it's really confusing. And now... I'm doing the captains. You've got to recruit all these orcs and then invade fortresses. So I've done one fortress, but now I've got to do it all again and do another fortress. And to be honest with you, I've got a bit fed up of it, and I've stopped playing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not often I don't finish a game, but I've had enough of it. It's just the same over and over again. Recruit orcs, take over a fortress. And there's another 3 or 4 of these fortresses to do, as far as I'm aware, just to get past this certain... part of a story. I'm just fed up of it.
Ain't nobody have time for that.
No, there's just, like I said, if it had more structure and you were led a bit more, or...
Sounds like it has too much structure, Mark.
No structure. What I mean is, like, I know it's an open-world game, so it can't be totally linear, but you need some direction, don't you? It's just completely... I don't know. I think people who've played it will understand. I know. I think Duke's been having the same problem. I've been listening to Veteran Gamers guys, and he's had a similar issue where I think he's getting a bit annoyed of it now. So yeah, so not really much more to say. Really, I've give it up. I've not installed it yet. I might go back to it later, but yeah, I've had enough.
An Uncharted Lost Legacy, which is like a DLC pack for Uncharted, isn't it, with the girlies?
No, it's a standalone game, but it's the one with the girlies. It's Chloe and Nadine from the other Uncharted games. So after the disappointment of Shadow of War, I wanted a proper linear story-driven game, and boy did I get it. This game is really, really good. It's not as high class as the full-on Uncharted games, but it's very close to it.
I think
you expect the Nathan Drake character, and you don't get it. You do get another character who's familiar from Uncharted 4. I don't want to spoil it. And obviously Chloe and Nadine, if you've played the previous games, you know who they are. But yeah, action, it's full of action. Another thing, what I was meaning by that, Robin, is if you've played Uncharted 4, you've played this, because all the mechanics are the same. The Jeep, the Jeep in the mud and the winch. Everything is similar.
You have to push a bin around to climb up stuff?
Yeah, exactly. Pushing minecarts to put crates on to climb up with. But having said that, it was no slight on this game at all. It is superb. Great story, great action. The voice acting and the animations of the characters' faces and that, you can see the emotion. It's just proper Naughty Dog class. Naughty Dog are just one of the best developers.
We have a really good engine. We've got a beautiful world. Yeah. Let's make another story in it. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
All right.
It's not as long as the main Uncharted games, but this was, I'm sure it was a cut price game. I think it was only £25 on release. I got it on disc cheap a while ago. But yeah, really, really good. And I'm gonna lend Pete it now.
I had Uncharted 4 as one of my games of the year.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, so. That's right. Yeah. It's that sort of class. It's really, really polished, and I highly recommend playing it.
So a big Mark thumbs up.
Yeah, yeah. And coming off of Shadow of War, I needed that. It really picked me up, because I was just so down on gaming, because I'd done so many open world games, I just needed something like that to pick me up. Mm-hmm. And then straight off of Uncharted Lost Legacy, I started another game, which we've just touched on slightly. So yeah, do you want me to get into it now, Robin?
Yeah, Oxenfree. So
I love that game.
Kim and I have completed Oxenfree, and I absolutely adored Oxenfree. Yeah. I thought it was fantastic. Great story, great art style.
All I knew is,
how did you know it?
I really loved it. Surprised me. Really, I wasn't expecting what it did. Mm. All I knew was it was a bit of an adventure game, because it was one of Kim's 20 question games, and we had no idea. So I knew there was no combat, and I knew certain things about it. But yeah, absolutely loved it. The voice acting was really good. There were some really big surprises in it. There were a couple of moments where, oh my god, did that just happen?
Right.
I don't want to give any spoilers, but it was with Clarissa, where she's in a window. Jesus Christ, man! Did that just happen?
Military base part of it. That was something else.
Yeah. And when you think about, because the graphics are small and tiddly, they're smooth. So effective.
To say that, like you say, it's small and sort of like not 8-bit, but it's that sort of like style in it with little tiny characters. But you can see so much character come through on that.
It's like you're just like your penis, Mark. It's small and 8-bit, but it's so much character.
But yeah, really, really enjoyed it. It's not that long.
No.
Yes, exactly.
Shut up.
Oh,
right,
dear.
No, of the game. Well, yeah, I'm the other. But anyway, yeah. So yeah, I really enjoyed it. I think I got a good ending. I didn't get the best ending. Kim told me what her ending was, and hers was better than mine.
And that was better than
but, yeah. But I had a good ending. I won't go into. We've talked about it on WhatsApp, so I don't want to spoil it for those who haven't played it, because it's in Game Pass. So all these people who've just upgraded to Ultimate. Yeah, everyone's upgraded to Ultimate. It's there for you to play. And I highly recommend it. Really good.
So where I wanted to sort of do this as a comparison is I've been playing over the last couple of weeks. And again, while Jazzy was having her morning nap this morning, I fired up Thimbleweed Park, mm-hmm. Which is an 8-bit adventure game with a fantastic pedigree, point and click, sarcastic humor, blah, blah, blah. Mm. But it's got to the point now where it's stupidly difficult and obscure.
Uh-oh.
And it's doing my head in. Now, I'm quite sure if you had the patience of a saint or were very clever like Pete, Mr. Watson there, you could work out all the puzzles. But say there's one, two, three, there's, I think there's five main playable characters. One's a ghost and a clown, and then you're two detectives and another character. Anyway, and it's certain ones can do certain things, like certain ones can use a computer or certain ones can slip through a little gap. But it doesn't discuss this. It doesn't. It's trial and error, or else I'm maybe missing some of the clues that they're doing this. But some of it is so obscure. You know, you have to go to find a phone book and look someone's up name in a phone and hopefully see their name in the phone book and remember the number from six chapters ago.
They should do my
And I got to the point this morning when I frig this. I must be at least 3/4 of the way through, and I want to get it finished. And I pulled up a guide with walkthrough, but without spoilers, so hints rather than this is exactly what you do. And even with that, I think I'm very close towards the end of it now. But even with that, I just want it finished. It's good. I love the scale of it. I love that it's a nod to the old school point and click adventure games. But unfortunately
that's why I liked Oxenfree, because you don't have to worry about inventory. Like when you obtain codes for locked doors, you don't have to remember them. She remembers them for you, the character you play. So there's none of that faffing about, and you just enjoy the story.
Oxenfree does have some puzzly stuff in it. But it's like a modern version of those old point and click adventures. Yeah.
Yep.
And that's where Thimbleweed falls down, because it is a nod too much to the old school. And some people will love that, but years and years ago when you had this sort of adventure game, that's all you had, and that's where all of your time went to. And
Monkey Island.
Yeah, and that was it. But doing Monkey Island now, you maybe remember some of it and stuff like that there. We don't have the time. Well, maybe we do have the time for that. There's so many other things, distractions, and that old style game is beyond me now. I need to get through it because there's so many other things to play. And anyway, Thimbleweed is beautiful. I love what it is. I love the style of it. I love the humor in it. But damn it, guys, it's too bloody obscure to get some of the stuff sorted. So. Anyway, that's all what we have been playing. Let us know what you guys have been playing. I see in the chat there, Scott Subby, he loved Uncharted 1 on the PS3, but he doesn't have a PS4. And Uncharted 1, I heard, you know, that was the tough one, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that was
that's where you're not just as a good. Mass murderer. My favourite is still Uncharted 2. Yeah, with a
two.
Train. Yeah. It's
two.
Just class.
That opening chapter in Uncharted 2 is right up there with some of the Mass Effect set pieces and stuff like that there as well. But Uncharted 2, wow. Yeah.
And if you do pick up a PS4 eventually, Scott Stubbit, you can get the Uncharted Collection on PlayStation, which has 1, 2 and 3 all in one package, which I've got, and it's great value. And I still haven't finished the first game yet on that, but it's too many games.
I haven't either.
Too many games.
No, it's unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, they're chatting away there with the Sniper Elite, loving this stuff there, and Splinter Cell is another fantastic one. You're absolutely right, the Splinter Cell stuff. Yeah, and they were disappointed that there was nothing at E3 about Splinter Cell. Me too.
Me too.
Okay, that's it. We've got a bit of a quiz. Let's move on and do a quiz. And Nicole has sent us in a quiz, and I'm going to pull that up right now. So do your quizzy thing.
Who said it best?
Ew, we miss you, Nicole. And who said it best? Okay, so these are from movies and games. I'll give you a heads up beforehand. So these are a little sayings from these things. So the first one is from the movie adaptation. Sorry, by the way, this is a quiz. People listening, you can join in if you want to in the chat and give them the wrong answers. But yeah, this is what we do. And we play for usually Greg puts up flights to Los Angeles and a stay over at his place for 2 weeks, and second place is 3 weeks. So so I've won the tickets for never. Kim has won the tickets, but you don't fly, so but it's such a generous man. Indeed. Thank you. Thanks, Greg. Anyway, who said it best? So this is from the movie adaptation of the video game Rampage. You know, big dinosaur, yeah. Godzilla, okay? So, quote one, hell of a day, huh? Science experiments falling from the sky. This is good. You're going to guess at this, so I'm sure you don't know this. But A, was it A, Nelson? Was it B, Oakey? Or was it C, Russell? Hell of a day, huh? Science experiments falling from the sky.
Is this the movie of a game?
Yeah, a movie adaptation of the video game.
Right, I've seen the movie, but I can't remember the characters' names. Can't you give the actors? Well, is it The Rock? Or that's the only one I know in that movie.
Nelson Rock, Oakey Rock, Russell Rock.
Or the Flintstones?
And your answers now, please. 1, 2, 3, go! Go, 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 go! And we've got 3 guesses. And wouldn't you fucking know? Kim, absolutely right. If you're going to be...
Damn.
You know, yeah. If you're in life and death situation, if you wanted to be beside somebody who was lucky, is unlikely going to get shot, killed, or blew up on a plane or anything out there, be beside Kim. Because Kim is absolutely right. It was Russell.
I'll send you a message later, Kim. I just want you to pick 6 numbers between 1 and 49.
Okay.
Okay, next one is from the movie Hitman, Agent 47. And it's sort of a movie and game. So this is a quote from both, either or. So the quote is, an agent's advantage is not his body, it's his mind. It's a bit like me, actually. What makes me sexy is not my body, it's my mind. An agent's advantage is not his body, it's his mind. Was it A, Agent 47? Was it B, Katia Van Dees? Or was it C, Dr. Del Rego? So, Del Rego. That's like the man from Del Monte. He say, yes. So, was it Agent 47, was it Katia Van Dees, or was it Dr. Del Monte? A, B, or C? And an agent's advantage is not his body, it's his mind. Okay, and we've got answers coming in now. And the answer is...
Oh, no, she's got it.
Oh, my God.
Kim has got it right again. It was the man from Del Monte, and Kim said yes!
This is fixed.
It is, yeah. She is sending you those answers. By God.
Okay, the third one for Kim to guess correctly is from the movie and game Resident Evil.
She's going to get okay. Now just to pretend that everything's like, you know.
Now, Kim, I'm sure we'll get this one because she uses these lines every single day. When I get out of here, I'm going to get laid.
Yep, pretty much every day, yes. Never happens, but I'm
right. She never gets out of there. When I get out of here, I'm going to get led. Was it A, JD? Was it B, Rian? Or was it C, Alice? So that was A, JD Rock, B, Rian Rock, or C, Alice Rock? And your answers are coming in right now on the telex. And... Mark! You're right.
Rain. Yeah, I knew it wasn't Alice. Rain. She's played by...
Who the fuck's Alice?
Alice is the main character.
Oh, shit, I've got that wrong.
No, don't do that to me. I can't remember the actress's name who played Rain. She was in Final Destination. She played Clea in Final Destination.
Ali Larter.
Ali Larter. Yeah.
Ali Larter.
Yeah, very nice.
Very good. Yeah. There you go. So, two more points for the Kimster. One more for Mark.
By half a point of just...
Yeah, what the hell is half a point shit? Seriously.
If you'd have hosted, Kim.
My half a bit, and I've got a half point there. So does that make me 3.5? So the scores on the doors are Mark's on 6.5. Kim is only on...
No, she's on 6.
She's on 6.
Yeah. I'm on 6, yes.
6, then we've got Greg, and Pete's on 4 as well. Phil's on 3.5, and I'm on 3.5. And Gary is... in production mode right now. And Richard's got 0. So there you go. Very good. Very good. Well done. Well done. Excellent stuff. Thank you very much, Nicole, for sending that in. Brilliant. Okay. So let's do some news.
Here is the fucking news.
All right. It's getting to that time of year and summertime is here. So news is getting thin on the skin. You're just after E3. That's just generally what happens. So some quick, sort of super quick news, sort of super-y stuff. Not going to spend too much time on a lot of these. Nice charity thing, a thing that comes on every year now is these games done quick. So these are like clever bods, clever developers and game makers. They meet up for a weekend and they make loads of games. Just like got a weekend to do it, and away they go. And last year they raised about 2.1 million last year. And this year they've raised over 3 million.
Wow.
And that's absolutely fantastic money for charities. It's absolutely really, really good. They come back again for the Games Done Quick Express, which happens during TwitchCon. That's in September towards the end of it. And again, I mean, the funds for that are go to Able Gamers to support gamers to bring more accessibility into the industry, which is fantastic. So,
that's awesome.
Fair play to those guys that come and do that. And some of those games come on to get picked up and to be developed, and we get to play with them. And Double Fine, were in there, who are commonly, you know, just picked up there quite recently by Microsoft. And that's things that they do, and they get involved with this too. Okay, something that I picked up that the community have been playing, quite a few people within the community, is Void Bastards, and it's getting some free challenge modes and in the DLC coming soon. Mark, do you want to talk about this? Because you've played Void Bastards, and I think you know about this challenge mode thing.
I don't know about the challenge mode, but Void Bastards is a great game. I really, really enjoyed playing it. It's on Game Pass. So after a strong reception, after the successful launch, the game will soon have a way for players to explore its cynical roguelike take on space travel and prison systems. The challenge modes headline the title's upcoming DLC, the Workplace Challenges. It'll add challenges like stealthing your way past super tough enemies, being forced to rely on amped-up authorization skills to take over ship systems, and managing a super-fast but hard-to-control client. On top of that, the team is also cooking up a new weapon to mix things up, as well as something a bit more extensive. They are working on DLC with an entirely new organization, complete with new opponent, new ships, and never-seen-before rewards. So all of these updates and DLC will be all free. So
free.
Yeah, no paid. So if I do a challenge mode, that might work well into our challenge. What we like doing?
If it's a weekly challenge. This game was like trash to me. No, I hated it.
Mm. Yeah, well, you know, the game is free in Game Pass. Well, free with a small writing. And the DLC is free, so fair play to these guys. And speaking of trash games that Pete doesn't like, Crackdown 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, some of us liked it. I liked it. I think Mark liked it.
It was okay. It's not as bad as
Void Bastards, but it was okay. It's just monotonous.
No, I never got the monotony from it. I just got a bit of fun. So, yeah.
And crabs.
But you know what? Not everybody can agree. Well, anyway, look, they've got some new DLC coming out for it as well, and it gives you a wingsuit, so you can fly around the city now, and that's going to be fun. So
that'd be cool.
Yeah, and that's free as well. So, woohoo! So nothing big and changed, but that'll really change the where you can get up to get those orbs. I wonder if it's a glider or a powered suit. I don't know.
Some of the communication towers as well. They were really tough to get up.
Yeah.
Oh, flip me. Yeah.
Just to get to the top of those.
The jumping and falling off them.
Yeah.
Anyway, Crackdown 3, if you liked it, there's a wingsuit coming and it's a free update. In fact, I think the update is already out. I seen in my queue there was Crackdown 3 was in it, automatically updating. So, okay, this is long been overdue. EA Access is now coming to PlayStation 4 and a release date has been announced. It's going to release on July the 24th and it will offer 10%, just like the Microsoft version on Xbox, 10% on EA titles. It'll give you 50 games to play right away, including Dragon Age, Inquisition, and Mass Effect Andromeda. Good stuff. 50. Now, I wonder if that is 50 new games. Would there be 50 EA games?
I don't think
EA
there's that
games?
Many in the vault, is there? It may include all the trials it offers.
Yeah. No, because I mean, I'm not being snippy, but because Xbox does the 360 backwards compatibility stuff, there's definitely 50 or more there when you get into some of those titles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'd be surprised, but maybe there is. It must be close to 50 now anyway. I mean, I suppose if you have three or four versions of FIFA and all of that stuff, that they can all the PS4 stuff over the past 4 years. Maybe. But anyway, it's a good thing. And if you've got 50 games to play and it is $30 for the year, 25 quid, that seems dear. Is that dear?
No, it's same as ours. I think ours is 20 quid a year.
Right, okay.
Which is, I think it's equivalent to $30 a year. So yeah, 20 quid a year in the UK, or you can pay $5 a month, but it doesn't make sense to pay monthly at that price, is it?
It's still not a lot, is it, in the grand scheme of things?
No, it's not really. It's a cheap game. It's an indie title. And if you're not a big sporty person, like you're a FIFA person or Madden or basketball or ice hockey, but you want to dip in and out of those things and you don't mind playing last year's or six-month-old version, which is spot on for most people, unless you're really, really into it. And that's what my kids have been doing. They play their FIFA and I dip into the Madden stuff and the basketball and all those bits and pieces as well. It's worth it just for that. But then once you get things like your Battlefields in there and your Mass Effects and all that stuff, it is a really good proposition for not a lot of money.
Yep.
So, good stuff. About time that came onto the PlayStation, and hopefully that's the start of good things over there as well. They can bring up more stuff like this, like the Game Pass for PlayStation. That'd be a cracking thing there, you know. And the final sort of thing I just want to touch on was PUBG. Again, another big community game for us here as well. And the former Sledgehammer, the co-founder there, Glenn Schofield, Call of Duty World War II, he's joined PUBG Corp. And they have a separate offshoot studio, and they're making a new game at the moment. Now, although it's not a successor to PUBG, it's being set in the same universe, in the same world. So you can imagine, well, I know, you know, it's I can imagine that PUBG character as an adventurer. You think of an Uncharted type thing.
Yeah,
you could build a story or missions around that. And that might be, again, no idea when it's coming, no time frame, no nothing yet. But it just sounds interesting, and that's one to watch. I think you've put a lot of time into PUBG.
Yeah.
Pete, are you PUBG?
PUBG for life. Yeah, I'd pay for the next installment. I think it's time well. I think they've exhausted everything now in PUBG. Obviously, the big fans will carry on and keep playing it and go back to it. But it's, I think something new is good.
Yeah, I mean, on similar sort of story there, I was reading some more articles that put in here that about Fortnite sales figures and Fortnite money they're making, and it's down year on year from this time last year. But it's still making noodles, but it's down. And I think maybe the Fortnite edge, my kids still want to play loads of Fortnite, but I think they're starting to slowly slip off to other stuff now.
Maybe Apex hurt that as well.
Yeah. Things have a year or two of life. You know, the things that really buck the trend there would be your Minecrafts of this world that just keep on coming back and keep on going, you know. Okay, what do I want to do here? I want to just touch on some quick stuff there with John Mouse. Thank you very much for the lovely Twitter feedback that we've got. Thank you very much. He's saying that writing or marking school reports is not exciting and very, very boring, but listening to the Overseas Connection is fantastic. So A+. Thank you very much, John.
Yay.
Yeah. Luke Kobe, or at Luke Kobe on Twitter, he went out and bought an Ouya.
Look what you're doing, Robin. Look, you're influencing these people to buy stuff, which...
Jesus, Mark, it's even worse. He went and bought a I Love Tractors t-shirt as well.
a mini bongo in the making there.
Oh, isn't that fantastic? Oh, flip me. Well done, guys. Thanks, guys. Please contact us either at @OC_podcast or on our email address there as well.
Tractors@ocpod.com.
podcast@ocpod.com. Please send us emails, contact us through Twitter or whatever way you want to. Just contact us. Okay, Kim, get yourself ready and let's talk some new releases.
Okie dokie. We have our new releases for June 22nd through June 29th, and they are. We have Samurai Showdown for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, Stadia, and PC for the 27th. The Sinking City for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC also on the 27th. I think that was the one with based on Lovecraft's stuff.
I really liked it.
It looked really good.
Last E3, they showed a preview trailer, didn't we? I've not seen anything since, but it looks really cool.
Well, it's out now, so there you go. I mean, it even looked cool to me, and I'm not really into this sort of thing, so who knows, but it goes on a sale or something, I'd check it out. And we have F1 2019 for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on the 28th, and Super Mario Maker 2 for the Switch on the 28th as well. And those are your new releases.
Very good. Sinking City.
It might be the stinking city if it sinks long enough. I mean,
sinking city.
Rot and all that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Super Mario Maker 2. PlayStation F1 2019. Very cool. And more iteration. By the way, the Formula 1 today was just awesome. Awesome. Last week's one was boring as hell. This week was definitely fantastic. Just really good. Anyway, I'll not go on over it. And Super Mario Maker 2. Okay, good stuff. So there's lots of stuff going on within the community at the moment. So, you know, when you see us on, if we're playing something, you know, just jump in if you can. I've had a few invites recently. People want to go and play Battlefield and Minecraft when I've been doing something else. And if I'm in the middle of doing something else, I won't always step out. But usually I will. But, yeah, please come play with us. Anyway, talk to us about Trials, please, and Resogun.
Right.
And golf clubs.
Trials Take Rising, challenge number 16 this week was Niet Problem, obviously Russian-based. And I have come to the conclusion I both love this game and fucking hate this game all in the same time. I struggled my nuts off to beat Pete today. I only had half an hour. I didn't get on well.
Hang on. You said... Struggled yourself to beat me.
To try beat you, sorry.
That's okay.
Don't give it away. I only had half an hour. If I'd have had a bit more time, I'd have done it. Sure. Just as the clock said, 6:59 PM, I hit my first sub 54 seconds, and which is right on your heels, but I just run out of time. So talking of the top 10, in 10th place we have got Kim, GamerGirl27, 57.025. Just sneaked in there.
I tried.
It was Chubstu who got knocked out, not Scott Stubby. In 9th place, Scott Stubby, 55.530. In 8th place, sneaking in there with a last minute photograph, luckily was obtained on the 29th, so I will allow it, Gary. The Real D4, 54.293 seconds.
Punk.
In 7th place, me, 53.846. In 6th place...
Oh, hey, Ginger Balls.
Yeah, that Fucking woohoo! Fucking Vero beat me. 53.264 0.6 of a second. Well, less than that, 0.58 of a second.
Still beating.
Yeah. in fifth place, Martin C. 1984 with 52.328. And this is where we're getting to silly times now. In fourth place, Womble MK3, 51.520. Third place, Lewis Playing Skills, 51.253. In second place, who thought he'd won this week, because he sent me a text earlier this afternoon saying, I think I've got it this week, I think I've got it. You've got to beat Pete, but I think I've got it. Murphy's Law.
Oh my God, what's this? Trying to beat me all the time. he got a slower time earlier on this morning when I looked at that. Yeah. Oh, well.
He snuck in and beat Lewis, because Lewis was surprised. Lewis sent me a message saying, that fucker's fucking snuck in and beat me. 51.163. But again, Snoogans coming in the back door with a 49.902, taking the top spot.
Snoogans.
Well done. Mate, just this guy has got videos of doing some ninja tracks.
Oh, I've seen this. Jesus Christ, how he does some of them stuff. Yeah. He goes up a vertical wall.
Yeah, this guy, he is a ninja, I tell you. Yeah. He needs to change that name.
So well done, Rob. Another victory this week, and I'm sure he's going to be taking over that leaderboard soon. Lewis has updated the leaderboard from last week's results. I'm 2 points behind Pete, and I think Snoogans is a couple of points behind Greg, but it won't be long before he's taking over.
Excellent stuff. That's good to see that competition there, and you just have a laugh out of it.
Yeah. We did put a poll up on Facebook to see if people wanted to carry on with this, because I know some are getting a little bit, not fed up of it, but just might want to move on. We have got a bit of a split opinion, really. Just let me get it up on here.
Well, it was 50-50 this morning, wasn't it?
Yeah, so to keep the challenges going, we have got 5 votes, and to move on to another game, we've got 4 votes. So at the moment, it's on keeping going. I'm going to keep this open all week, so all those who play trials, if you haven't voted already, please jump on and vote on our Facebook group. I'll keep that up until next week, because this week we've got a very special track. Challenge number 17 will be on Pete's creation, Woodcross Bonk, using the Rhino bike.
Oh boy.
Is there a reason behind that name?
I know, well, Woodcross is the area where we grew up.
Yeah.
Woodcross.
You said it's related to you and Mike, didn't you?
Yeah, and bonk, that's how black country, people with black country accents would say bank. Right. So they say, we'll cross bonk. So it's a big hill, just in the area of Woodcross where we brought up. So there we go.
So what you need to do to find that is you go into, when you're in the game menu, you go to Track Central, and you'll have different sort of like menu bars for each of the tracks. One will say hot now or latest, one will be the top tracks, and then you'll have a friends list. And then Pete should be in your friends list if you've got Pete on your friends list on the Xbox. Now, Gary asked me a question earlier this afternoon, which I don't know the answer to, but it was asking if this track would be available on the PC version.
Well, I've seen two sources on the web, and they've said that it is.
All right.
There's leaderboard progress and user created tracks are two aspects that can be shared between Xbox One, PS4, Nintendo Switch, and PC.
All right, excellent.
Wow.
So PS4 players, PC players, you might have to search for Pete's gamertag username on there, because obviously the friends list won't work on that. But yeah, search for the legit chili and Woodcross Bonk. Sorry. And we'll do that for next week. It's going to be interesting.
Excellent. Okay, so that'll start tonight at 1 a.m. tonight. So we get started at 1 minute.
The trials will start already. The Rezogun. Yeah, that is the built-in in-game weekly challenge, which starts at 1 a.m. Monday for us. So this past week, challenge 2, 3, 4. We've had a few more people joining in on this, so I'll just run right quick. I found this game mode very hard, very difficult, and you can tell by the scores. It was chaos and mayhem. So in 7th place is me with 42,190 points. Right, listen to the jumping points for this. In 6th place, Gunslinger X1983, 203,210. In 5th place, Kozigan, 215,080. John Wilson in 4th place, 252,440. Luis Raimondo, which is playing skills, at 744,330. In second place, Sarah, RCGC, 744,370, 40 points
nice.
More. But in first place, Mr. Elusive, Gary DeFelice, 778,140.
Goodness, there you go. And Tuscan came in, showed us he was daddy, and then went off.
So. Yeah, yeah. The next challenge, you can actually have a peek at what the next challenge is, and apparently firing has been disabled in the next one. So, God knows how you're supposed to get points in that one. So that'll be interesting next week.
All right. Am I playing the right thing? The Golf Club 2019.
Yes.
Is that on the Xbox? Is the Golf Club 2019 and including PGA Tour?
As far as I know.
All right. Okay. Because I fired that up last night when we came out here, and I could have found it very, very hard to get past the tutorial.
Yeah. I've played the first game, Golf Club 1, and I think a little bit of the second one when we used to do the challenges, and everyone was getting like a -3 or a -4, or maybe a +1 or +2. I was getting like +23, and I thought, fuck. We're all right until I got to the putting, and I just could not put on that thing. It's really hard. It's not easy at all.
When you fire up the main menu, where do you go to get in?
No idea. You have to go. You have to join the society, apparently.
Because I went into societies, but it's under OC Podcast, is it?
I don't know. Greg's your man for that. Greg set the Xbox up and Gary set the PC.
OC Podcast Challenge Club. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. All right. Well, I'll maybe try and search for that again, because it's all got a bit difficult.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want me to read out this week's results?
Yeah, please. Fire up.
So this weekly course, first course challenge, June 23rd to June 28th, you just had one round, so you had one shot at it, no do-overs. The Denali Club on Fairbanks in Alaska. In fifth place, Martin T984 with a +21. It would still beat me, probably, if I'd have gone. In fourth place, Scott Stubby with a +18. In third place, Murphy's Law with a +17. Blue Brew with a +15.
Wow.
This isn't fucking right. In first place, for Real Default with a -5. Fixed. Well done, Gary.
Do you know what? If only we were as podcast professional as Gary.
Now,
we would be able to be -5 as well. If we practice as much as Gary did, we'd be at -5.
I know on the Xbox it uses a clever system where you flick the thumbsticks for the swing. So I wonder how it works on PC, because I wonder if he's got an advantage being a PC player.
I don't know.
Yeah, so next week's course, June 30th to July 6th, one round on Ute Forest Country Club.
I do assume that you can practice these.
Yeah, you can play. If you go on to sort of like, I presume, just free play or whatever,
and just
play the course a few times and get used to it. That's what I'd definitely do.
Okay, excellent stuff. Okay, I want to also go back to Luke Cobby. This is lovely fans thing that he bought his Ouya, and his kids, when he arrives, went, "Dad, what did you get that for? That doesn't even work anymore." And I said, "Like, it's a part of gaming history, you know." And I said, "Like, my kids said the same. It was like, you know, like, what, you have to use your hands, you know." It was one of those things. So, yeah, thank you. Yeah, sorry. Don't buy anything else. Don't buy a paddle board.
House?
Don't play a paddle board. Anyway, victory achieved. It's a very special time. Victory achieved is the contest that we run on a quarterly basis, that when you finish a game, you send us a beautiful photograph of yourself or other parts of your body with the credits of the game in the background. So that's when the game sort of finishes and you're finished with the story and the credits start to roll. That's when we say, like, game's finished, good stuff. And you tweet that off to @OC_podcast with a hashtag victory achieved. And you send that off to me and I retweet it with another episode of the chicken story, which is going on at the moment.
I liked the theme of my chickens with the hospital and the ambulance and the needles and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, to summarize the chicken story, the chicken was knocked down by a tractor.
So if I'd looked at the previous tweets, I thought it was just related to my job.
And it has been rushed to hospital and it has been going through surgery in the hospital. And then it's going through a series of weightlifting and exercise to get back to fitness.
I did see the tractor actually.
Yes. And now it's had a fantastic idea that it's going to go back and take revenge on the tractor driver. And it's been using drugs to
enhance
itself to get to a massive chicken. And now it's on its way to the target. So, yes, follow the Twitter story of the chicken. Anyway, we have a winner. So what we do at the end of each quarter is we do a draw. And that draw for $20 or £15 for PSN, XBL, or Steam, or Nintendo, whatever way you want it. And our last winner last time round was Sarah, yeah. RCGC. She's in the chat line now. She won in March. And picked at random. If you want, yep.
You ready? I'm going to let you do your spiel, and then I'll do your drum roll.
I'm ready for the drum roll.
All right,
now.
Okay. Right, so the winner is...
Dave 3-0-Manic! And he played...
Shit, that loud.
And completed Devil May Cry 5, and he finished that on the 8th of the 5th. So well done. We'll be in touch to get you your money sorted. And congratulations to you. And that's as simple as it is. So finish the game, take a photograph, send a tweet in, get extra money for winning games. By the way, Womble, if you're listening right now or tomorrow, check your Twitter. I've sent you the codes for that blindfold trials thing you've done, you madman. Anyway, people that finished games this week, we had Teflon, Jason, finished Bloodstained, Curse of the Moon. Dave 3-0-Matic, he finished Days Gone. Gunslinger finished Planet Rix 13. Thought he'd done it for the Chivo points, but really enjoyed the game. Caliburn M finished Dishonored 2. John Mouse, the man of great taste, finished Black Sight. Mark Annex, Uncharted 4, Lost Legacy. Colin All Cars, Mario Maker 2. Already?
Wow.
Mustn't be much of a story to it. Mark Annex, Oxen Free, and the legit Chinny, Sniper Ball Shooting Elite 4. He did that. Wow. Doesn't Pete look so serious right now? Doesn't he look serious? He looks like he's just a serious guy, a bloke that's concentrating hard, waiting for his next witty retort, his next input into this wonderful episode of the podcast. Are you ready?
Let's move on to the closing notes.
He wants to go home.
No, it's all right. I love podcasting with you lot.
So, for the people that finish games, you get this as well.
Oh shit! Hang on.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm just sending Dave a message because I didn't follow him. Right, hang on. Sorry, you all get this.
Victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You are.
Oh, he's beat me to it.
Yeah, I beat you to it.
I wouldn't tweet it.
Anyway, okay, so if you want to be part of the conversation, as Kim is going to look up the shatters right now, you can join in with our live chat on twitch.tv or /OC Podcast Mixer on YouTube. Go and find us there. We do this live on every Sunday evening, 9 o'clock in the UK, and there are other times out there all around the world. Work out from there. Please leave us a review on iTunes or your place of choice where you listen to us. And come join us. Come join our mini clubs and communities, or just be a friend to us. And it would be lovely to hear from you, sending us an email at podcast@ocpod.com or tweet us at OC_podcast. Join us on our Facebook group at fb.ocpod.com. And it's good. We love the contacts. We love it. It makes it really nice, actually, when you get some feedback from folk. So Nicole's going to tell you all the ways that she can contact us.
You like us, we like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
who was that?
Greg.
Who sang that? Greg?
Greg, yeah.
Was that Greg? Really? Yeah. I never thought he could get up that high. My goodness.
I think Cindy's grabbing his balls.
always. Okay, let's get the hell out of here. Kim, would you talk to him about nice people in the chat that have been chatting away?
Sure, will do. We have a good bunch of shatters today. We've had Scott Stubby, RCGC, another TTV viewer, Cache Bear, Electrical Longboard, Slow Cool, Commander Root, Lurks, Matamon Gaming, and Host Me Raffle, which I am pretty sure is a bot. But anyway, so thanks for showing up today, folks, and chatting with us. We appreciate it.
Okay, and would you like to say hello to anybody?
Hello to you guys. I already did that, but yeah, I want to shout out you guys because it's always fun. I've been off a couple of weeks, and it wasn't because I hated you. I had family stuff to do and whatnot. But yeah, so shout out to you guys. Shout out to the weather, who finally fucking decided to warm up, and it hasn't rained lately, which is also a plus. So, dear God, I was worried I was going to get web feet there for a while. And have a good week, folks. So, how about you there, cool. Mark?
Yeah, I want to. Well, you can get me at Mechanics on Twitter or Mechanics on all the gaming platforms. I want to shout out to Jay and Sam on the birth of a little baby girl, Ava. I want to shout out techkings.org on Facebook because they post offers for Amazon and eBay. And earlier this week, there was an offer up there with a voucher code for some extra money off for a 4K TV. Which I've been after a 4K TV for ages now, and I've managed to get a 50-inch 4K TV for £260. Less than you nice. Paid for your paddleboard, Robin. £260, man, and it's coming tomorrow. Yeah, okay. Can't wait. Philips Holy TV. Shit. Yeah,
can't even make it for that much.
Sorry. What size again? Sorry,
50-inch. It was reduced to 330 anyway, and then with this code, I got an extra £65 off with this extra code on eBay.
Cool.
Yeah. Judith would shoot me.
Yeah. No, I don't think that code's valid anymore, but yeah.
I'm holding
a bargain. I haven't really got that much disposable income to just go out and buy a TV, but at that price, luckily I'm doing a bit of a job on the side at work at the moment, which is worth a couple hundred quid, so that's going to pay for it.
Glory holes, huh?
Yeah.
I'm still holding out for that, the LG Rolly 4K. I've got a place for it. That's, I couldn't, there's no, I've nowhere, yes, I do, but I've nowhere for a big 50 or 55 inch TV. Yes, there's walls that go on, but Judith wouldn't want it there. And I do have my projector screen in the other room. But if you haven't seen the LG rolling 4K TV, which rolls up and rolls down, I was at CES this year. It's coming out later on this year. I'm sure it's going to cost a friggin' fortune. But
I was going to say, what did I retail at?
Silly money, won't it?
It'll be slightly less than Greg's aircon, I think, and a bit more than Mark's.
Yeah.
So
that's me. How about you, Pete?
Well, I'm going to shout out Will and Kelly for inviting us to their special day, and Gary as well. He gave me a mention last week. I mean, we've never podcasted at the same time, so it's nice for him to shout me out.
We podcast two or three times a year.
Right?
You know, so love you, Gary. Cool.
Yes, we are.
But yeah.
We're so good at it.
So freaking awesome. Robin, close us off.
Okay, I just want to wee shout out to a couple of people. Heavy Evil, GH Rocker, our good buddy, is a video producer, a director, producer, blah, blah, blah. That sort of stuff, lovey, darling. And they've just finished a production called Polybus.
Polybus?
Polybius. Amazon have turned down the title. They don't want that title. They want a different title. They think it's too obscure. So if you can think of a title for our good buddy, Heavy Evil, GH Rocker, get in touch. Polybus, it's all Greek to me. And see if you can help him out there. Good luck with that anyway. Good luck. And it's fantastic that Amazon are thinking about putting this on their service. So fantastic. A little shout out to Graham Gamux. Graham, good lad. Big hugs. You're the man. You need me, you call me. And to everybody else that's been listening, thank you very, very much. To all the people that aren't here, why? Greg, Rich, you know, people move in houses. It's not an excuse. And Gary's probably off in this recording studio recording something else.
I built a house and I was still here. So
Yeah, exactly.
The McDonald's have got Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so everybody, thank you very much for listening to the show. We'll be back here next week again. Have a great and safe gaming week. Thank you very much. Thank you guys, all three, or I was going to say four of you because I was counting me, but four of you, thank you very, very much for podcasting with me this week. And we will see you all soon. Goodbye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Ta-da.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.